national scene and local scene. With us is Mark Myers. And good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Well, what an election. We'll see what that does for the markets, but so far it looks like it could be good. The GOP, you know, I'm sure as you've been reporting all morning, is taking control of the House, and they just barely are below in the Senate. So it looks like a lot of changes are coming around. And what this means for the markets, it could mean a really good thing, because what ends up happening is you have gridlock. And it's the same thing that happened to Clinton. When Clinton was elected, the Republicans controlled the House. And it's actually good for things because it gridlocks the government. And as we all know, the government doesn't tend to do as good a job as the private sector. They tend to kind of screw things up. So if we can gridlock the government, the markets like that, and they can't do a whole lot of things to hurt this economy. The thing that could be interesting, though, is we see the Republicans come in and change Obama's health care plan, not fund it or put some key provisions in there to really weaken it, and then also the financial reform. That's another thing the Republicans are looking to change. And then taxes. Obama wants to raise taxes for people making over $250,000, and the Republicans do not. They want to keep taxes low as they are and keep that going from the Bush era. So we'll see what happens there. Got a ways to go, but we'll see what happens. And then also today, this morning, we saw home ownership. It's at the lowest it's been in a decade, which it's not a terrible thing. Some people read into the numbers a lot and say, well, that's terrible. It's the lowest it's been in a decade at 67%. But for decades before that, it was at 64%. And we're just really kind of getting back to the mean of where we were. But that also has to do with the home ownership being low is because of jobs. We're still not creating a lot of jobs. We did come out with a report this morning that the private sector part of the economy added 43,000 jobs in September to October period, which was ahead of expectations. Wall Street was expecting 20,000 jobs. But 43,000, that's still very, very low. There's more people entering our workforce than the jobs we're creating. So we still have a long ways to go on that. But job cuts are at the lowest they have been in a decade. Companies are not laying off people as much as they were. It's down 32% from a year ago of how many people are getting laid off. Now, one thing we are going to watch very, very closely today is the Fed's big gamble. They're going to come out today and announce Quantitative Easing 2, QE2, like the name of a ship. They're going to come out and announce what they're going to do. It looks like everyone is expecting them to come out and buy U.S. Treasuries off the market. Looks like they're going to buy around $500 billion to $1 trillion in government debt is what most economists are expecting. Now, the thing is, this is a big, huge gamble is because two things could happen. One, when they buy these bonds off the banks of balance sheets, in turn, that floods the economy with money. Banks end up with more money, and they have more money to lend, and that drives interest rates down. Now, that could be great because if they drive interest rates down and banks start lending money like crazy, then businesses maybe will expand or hire more employees. But what could happen is this could spur inflation, and we could have a whole lot of inflation from this because we have too much money out there and then too much demand. So we'll have to wait and see if that happens, but we are already starting to see some inflation. We just saw oil yesterday hit a six-month high. It's at $85 a barrel. So this is something we're not going to know for quite a while, though. So it'll be interesting to watch, so just watch for the Fed announcement this afternoon. As far as company earnings go this morning, hadn't been a whole lot. The only really interesting one I saw out there was Anheuser-Busch. They reported great earnings, and they reported that they're going to really expand earnings in the next quarter, and sales are going gangbusters in places like Brazil and Russia. So I guess they're giving up a little bit of vodka in Russia and drinking Budweiser beer now.
Mark, speaking of that, story today says the restaurant industry is expanding. Some of those jobs you mentioned, it looks like 34,000 workers in September, says bars and restaurants. So the bar business in America, not too bad either.
No, no. What you will find during recessions is that we tend to not spend as much on the normal things that we would spend on, like cars and homes, but we tend to drink a little bit more,
I guess. All right, Mark. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's Mark Myers. He's with Stern, AG, and Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And you can reach John John Taylor or Mark Myers at 479-782-2527. 479-782-2527. Also, John Taylor at SternAG.com. And I'll bet you get Mark Myers at SternAG.com as well.